Rocky Mountain National Park is closed until further notice because of the outbreak of COVID-19. This comes on the heels of a request from the mayor of Estes Park, a small town that's extremely dependent on the national park's tourists. AUNC's Adam Reyes has more.
I spoke to Estes Park Mayor Todd Yursa less than an hour before Rocky Mountain National Park announced it would be closing to the public, which is exactly what he wanted.
We wouldn't be able to handle the crowds in Estes Park because of our limited resources at this time.
Many, including Governor Polis, have suggested hiking is a safe way to get out of the house. But in a letter sent to the Department of Interior on Friday, Yursa said it wasn't a good idea to have all those people coming to his community.
Come back and visit the national park when we don't have this virus and its concerns hanging over our heads.
Like the rest of the state, many Estes Park businesses were already closed before park officials made their decision. At first, Governor Polis ordered businesses like restaurants, casinos, and hotels to close for 30 days. The Department of Public Health and Environment has since extended that to the end of April.
It could be worse. This could have been in July or August or September.
For Quality Inn, Estes Park owner Sean Juergens, this time of year usually represents a boost in sales thanks to spring break. But the real make it or break it season is summer. And while he's confident he can keep his 10 full-time employees working, employees at the nearby Bird and Gym restaurant and bar are not as lucky.
I would say that no one's working full-time.
Co-owner John Whitmer says they employ about 40 people in the off-season and 50 during the summer. He expects revenues to be down by six figures compared to this time last year as they switch over to a delivery-only business model.
The chef did have to contact all his staff and, you know, talk to them and, you know, let them know that the hours were, you know, if they were going to get any at all, would be very, you know, a fraction of what they normally get.
He's not sure if staff will have to be laid off, but he knows they're going to need help either way. And he wants the government to step in.
We certainly plan for these types of problems in our business, and we have a certain padding, but really our employees, you know, these are, you know, paid by the hour employees. A lot of them are, you know, unfortunately, they do live check to check.
Estes Park businesses are resilient, in part because so much of their revenue comes from summer tourism. But in times like these, they're counting on the kind of community support they saw after the 2013 flood. Estes Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Keith Pearson.
After that flood, all of the roads into Estes Park were closed. And so we relied completely on the local consumer.
He says that experience, combined with some preparation for COVID-19 closures, puts the town's businesses in a better position to make it through this.
If we can contain this to the springtime and it doesn't have lingering effects that go through the summer, then our businesses will be fine.
Businesses may be fine, but nonprofits could take a hit at a time when they're needed most.
A healthy economy or the opposite of that impacts donor activity.
Laurie Dale Marshall is the executive director of the Estes Park Nonprofit Resource Center, which connects and supports community organizations throughout town. She says the nonprofit sector is working with the town's Economic Development Corporation, government, and local businesses to support the community as much as possible.
How might we connect out-of-work folks to opportunities? How might we ignite the economy so we can keep it going?
Still, the number of unemployment claims around the state skyrocketed after the governor's announcement. The state expects revenue collections to take a hit, and that loss could also be felt at the local government level. Estes Park expected more than $13 million in sales tax revenues this year, though Mayor Todd Yursa isn't too concerned about losses.
We're sitting on a good fund balance, and frankly, I'm not really concerned about that at this point.
He says the town has been through situations like this before, but he does admit this is different.
There's no real end in sight. So we're just, you know, we're dealing with this on a kind of a day-to-day, hour-to-hour, minute-to-minute basis.
For the time being, Yursa's largest concern is making sure residents get through this all right. He expects the Board of Trustees will pass a measure giving people a grace period on their utility bills to avoid shutoffs for those affected by the virus. Adam Reyes, KUNC.